You know, I think it's just so amazing that, first of all, Jesus had so much compassion on the people that he recognized their need to have their bodies fed so that they'd be able to make it all the way back home. But then in addition to having the compassion to want them to be fed, he didn't let the fact that he had at least no less than 8,000 people to feed with only 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish with which to feed them, he didn't let that take him away from his mission to take care of the whole person. He had courage that flowed with his faith in his God, his heavenly Father, that those people would be fed, and then he would send them on their way, and not a minute sooner. Yes, indeed. That is courage, ladies and gentlemen. That is courage. Now, I'd like for us to look at the courage of someone else. I'd like for us to go again to the courage of someone who was not Jesus, because I know that, you know, sometimes it can be so easy for some of us to sometimes say, well, yeah, he could do that, but he was Jesus. And people often overlook the fact that Jesus was fully human. He was fully God and he was fully human. He was filled with the Spirit of God. All the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. And so he was able to accomplish things that the rest of us have not been. And so I think that it is good for us to realize, yes, he was Jesus, as he still is, but that doesn't mean he didn't face challenges. That was a challenge for him. But his faith in his God was so strong that his courage to go ahead and face the challenge was so resolute that he was able to work the miracle by the power of the Holy Spirit as he trusted in his God. But just in case, it's still a little difficult for you to accept that Jesus was also fully human. Remember, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that he was about to be beaten viciously, that he was about to be hung naked on a cross, to be gawked at by many, but even worse, that he was about to be forsaken by his Father, who meant all to him. This was extremely stressful for the Lord Jesus. Extremely stressful, so stressful that we find in the book of Hebrews that, as I've mentioned before, as he prayed to God about this situation, he cried, he prayed with loud cryings. And as we're told in the Gospels, we're told he sweat, as it were, drops like blood. Drops, as it were, drops of blood. This was extremely stressful for him. He was fully human, and he knew what it was to experience stress. He may not have experienced all the stressors, responded with stress to some of the situations that you and I might, but he knew what stress was. And in every way, the Bible tells us that we are tempted, he was tempted, yet without sin, by choice, as he allowed the power of the Holy Spirit to keep him walking uprightly before his God. But some of you may still be saying, but still, he was still Jesus. Okay, let's go back to someone else who was not Jesus. I say go back to, let's go to another person, because we've spoken about people who were not Jesus, like Daniel, his 3 friends. Let's go to someone else in the New Testament who was not Jesus, the Apostle Paul. And let's read about some of the experiences he had and develop an appreciation for the courage, his faith in God, and his courage. I'm going to start 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool, the apostle says, but if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. And this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. He's calling himself, he's saying that he's speaking as a fool because he's about to boast. But what is he about to boast about? A lot of times we hear, especially when we hear a lot of these materialistic so-called gospel teachers and preachers, they boast about their material possessions. Let's see what the Apostle Paul boasted about. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. And when he says, since many are boasting in the way the world does, since many are boasting in the way the world does, let me read that to you one more time. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. He's talking there when he says, since many are boasting the way the world does. He's referring to the many he's referring to are the false apostles, those who claim to be children of God, who also claim to be apostles called by God, who boast. They boast about their own greatness. So Paul said, well, you know what? And unfortunately, the Corinthians were buying into all this boasting. They were being captivated by all these boasts that these false apostles were making. So the Apostle Paul and these false apostles were comparing themselves to the Apostle Paul and exalting themselves above him in their conversations with the congregation, with the church, with the saints. And they were putting Paul down, trying to minimize the impact of his ministry among those people. So Paul said, well, you know what? Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. What did he boast about? We'll see.